used to tell them I was from a little place called Pooch Cove. And of course, Pooch Cove is at the end of the road. That's where it is. Beautiful open water. Open water is the most important thing, being that there's no cove or bay.
Southwest there right now. It's blowing about 30.
The landers say, where do you belong to? They don't say where you're from. The traditional way of asking where you, where do you belong to? And when they say where do you belong to, they mean where's home. Actually meant that, conveys a sense of what place has your heart. And usually for most people, in Newfoundland anyway, would have been the place where they were raised, you know.
There's too much wind.
Right, so it's all about fish. Basically, Newfoundland's all about fish and fishing. How people come to be where they are. And the guy often look here in Pooch Cove like, I mean, why in the name of God would anybody come here to live or to fish or like he's so rugged?
It's a place to call.
You come on in then and then
strangers come in, like yourself, and like these people down here. David Cummings' parents lived there. I mean, they got out of bed to crack of daylight to go down there to see the ocean. And we would say to them, why do you go down to see the ocean? Because we just love it. But we don't know as far as we're concerned.
When I was growing up, I didn't want to see the ocean because it was where my grandfather and them fished and weren't really allowed down there. And we didn't want to go down there because we had the freshwater ponds in the back where we didn't need to be swimming in the ocean. So, but when I went to Vancouver, I thought that was the first time I ever saw the ocean. And like the beach, and the first time I ever went swimming in the ocean, actually, too. So, you know, you don't really realize.
It's a very harsh environment, and we're right on the tip of the peninsula, a cape, with the exposed, you know, we're right on the North Atlantic. This is not a deep bay or any safe harbor. We're on the open Atlantic, and you must be able to count on your neighbor here in order to survive. And that really gives you a sense of community.
Like, when this house was built, you had the big windows were facing the road.
Mm-hmm.
How many windows were on the back of your house? None. Well, there may have been one. Like the ocean, they didn't want to see the ocean. Like the ocean was where you went to make your living, and it was hard times and hard work. And so I guess when you came in and you had your fish done, you came home, you didn't want to see the ocean. But you had to have one window or one something, because when they got up in the morning, they wanted to see if they were going fishing, if the ocean was wild or calm or what.
An uncle that was down on Sullivan's Bank when the ocean, because when there was such flakes and stages down there then, the people used to go down when the ocean would come in and bring in all the wood, gushing all the wood. Well, they would go down to get wood to burn when they'd come in. But my husband's uncle, he went down to get some wood. But the big swell of the ocean came right in over Bride Rock, drove him down, pushing up, and drove right down the latch. He was got 9 months after.
The ocean is forever changing. It's never the same. And it can be nice or it can be bad, because it took my son, so it can be very bad. But I don't blame the ocean for that kind of thing, you know, I forgave it. I wouldn't be able to live without the ocean, to be quite honest.
And I was looking for an exit. And I said to my husband, where's the exit? Like, he goes, I don't think there is an exit, it's the ocean. I said, we're
like
at the
my
end.
Daughter said,
and
right?
He goes, yeah, there's nothing else.
Well, I mean, she was at that though. I'm going to say 3 or 4, maybe 5 years. Like, Dad, where's the end of the road? I didn't have an answer because, like, I mean, like, as I said, most roads or most streets, you can interconnect or you can go and you can circle or whatever. But when we got out to the Cape, she said, Daddy, this is it. This is the end of the road. And it is, too. You've got to turn there, you've got to either stay or you've got to come back.